I'm John Berman, sitting in for Anderson. Welcome to the podcast. The parents of Michael Brown speaking out about the child they raised and justice. Let's get started.
I'd like you, Leslie, if you can, to tell us about your son, the son you know.
The son I know, Mike. That's what I called him. Mike was a big guy. He was so humble and soft-spoken. And he loved animals. He loved being a big brother. And he loved being a grandson. He loved his grandmother's. He was the first grandchild. He was our first son. So he was special in many ways.
Can you tell me about your son, the son you know?
Funny. Silly, make you laugh. Real good with his hands. Fix almost anything. Like she said, Leslie said, he loved his siblings. He loved his grandparents. He loved just do different things to show girls. You know, he was just being a teenager. You know. This was living life.
Now, when you got to the crime scene and you found this out, what were your immediate thoughts?
Why? Why you do that? Anybody that knew him, that was the thought. Why? No. Mike? No, we don't believe that. He too sweet.
Well, let's talk about that, because so many people in America have seen this surveillance video in the convenience store, and people are saying your son was a punk, your son was a thug, your son was aggressive, your son was violent, so he must have been aggressive with Officer Wilson. What do you say to that?
I say that you cannot judge him off an 18-second video, and we've known him for 18 years. We know better. I say, no, you're wrong, and you cannot look at one image of a person and perceive who they are in a whole. Because if that's the case, let's look at the offense side with Darren Wilson.